a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
Leading us in our prayer today is Larry Cash from the Pierre Fort Pierre Ministerial Association. Leading us in our pledge are pages Molly Webster from Rapid City and Kayla Weiskus from Garrettson.
Let us pray. O God, this day we pray that you will be with each of the house members. Give them wisdom, give them courage, and give them strength to do the job that needs to be done. And God, we pray today that you will be with each of these members as they travel and all of the other people that will be traveling from this area. We pray that they will have safe traveling and that everything will go well and that they will be ready to start out again next week. All these things we ask in the name of God.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Clerk, we'll call the roll, please.
Blake, Bolin, Boomgarten, Bruner, Berg, Carson, Consett, Cronin, Kurd, Cutler, Diedrich, Dennard, Elliott, Engel, Spain, Fargen, Feichert, Feinstein, Ferrix, Gibson, Gosch, Greenfield, Hamel, Hoffman, Hunhoff, Hunt, Ironclaw, Jensen, Junkie, Killer, Kirkaby, Kirschman, Kopp, Krebs, Lang, Lederman, Lucas, Luss, McLaughlin, Mosier, Noam, Nordstrup, Nygaard, Betty Olson, Ryan Olson, Peters, Pitts, Putnam, Roush, Romkum, Arounds, Russell, Schlackaway, Schremp, Sly, Solberg, Solem, Sorensen, Steele, Street, Thompson, Tiedemann, Turbeville, Van Gerpen, Vanderlinde, Bannerman, Vercio, Wink, Wismer, Speaker, Rabe.
I'm here.
Mr. Speaker, a quorum is present.
Approval of the journal.
Mr. Speaker, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Chief Clerk of the House has had under consideration the House Journal of the 15th day. All errors typographical or otherwise are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction, and we hereby move the adoption of the report. Respectfully submitted, Timothy A. Rabe, Chair.
All those in favor of approving the journal will signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. All right, we have some visitors today. I believe over here to my right, the Wolf Creek School from Shannon County. It's the 8th grade students with Ms. Beverly. Stand up, you guys. Be recognized. Welcome. Welcome to your state capital. We're glad you came out today on this dreary, rainy day. If there's any representatives from the city of Miller here, please stand up. We need to thank you. Apparently there was some rolls and donuts provided this morning. Thank you. There's probably none of us that needed them, but I'm sure enjoyed them nonetheless. Thank you. Any other personal privileges that I'm missing?
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Gibson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Our doctor for the day is Dr. Tom Dean from Wessington Springs. I don't see him in the chambers right now, but let's thank him for his services.
Absolutely. Thank you. Any others? All right. Reports of standing committees.
Mr. Speaker, the Committee on Appropriations respectfully reports that House Bills 1050 and 1051 and 1122 do pass. Larry Tiedemann, Chair. The Committee on Taxation respectfully reports that House Bill 1210 and 1211 were deferred to the 41st legislative day. Christy Noem, Vice Chair. The Committee on Agriculture and Natural Resources respectfully reports that House Bill 1176 do pass. House Bill 1096 do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. House Bill 1102 and 1127 do pass as amended, and House Concurrent Resolution 1006 be adopted. Thomas J. Bruner, Chair. And the Committee on Local Government respectfully reports that House Bill 1166 do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. House Bill 1214 do pass as amended and be placed on the consent calendar. And House Bill 1212 was deferred to the 41st legislative day. Mark Kirkaby, Chair.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking over the weather reports. I spoke with the Secretary Public Safety just a few moments ago. He's actually out in it, so he's going to call back with a better report here in just a little bit. I'll have that before we adjourn today. So, messages.
Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to return here with House Bills 1013 and 1024, which have passed the Senate without change. Also, Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to transmit herewith Senate Bills 4, 33, 58, 68, 78, 82, 86, 88, and 110, which have passed the Senate, and your favorable consideration is respectfully requested. Trudy Evanstead, Secretary.
Motions and resolutions.
House Page Resolution 2. Representative Fain moves that House Page Resolution 2 be adopted.
All in favor of the Fain motion to adopt the House Page Resolution 2 will signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. So adopted. Representative Lust.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Well, it's my pleasure today to present the House Page Resolution, and I think we all can appreciate what a wonderful job the pages do, and as we go about our daily lives outside of session, I'm sure we get across the paths of those who have one time served as a page, and that's always comforting. You know, this page program is really a wonderful program. It obviously serves a need, allows us to function properly and not having to do some of the things pages do. But it's also a wonderful opportunity for these pages to witness firsthand what we do here, to get to know us a little bit better, and hopefully stoke the fires of public service in these individuals. And so I personally am grateful for all the things the pages do, as I know the entire body is. I appreciate you, and thank you for coming and spending 2 weeks with us, and we wish you future luck and success. With that, we have the following resolution, which I will read. A resolution expressing the appreciation and gratitude of the House of Representatives of the 85th Legislature of the State of South Dakota to Jeremy Addington, J.C. Dennert, Dylan Detlefson, Samantha Haverly, Rachel Myros, Megan Meyer, Amanda Nelson, Zachary Knipp, Alan Sackin, Desiree Van Zee, Whitney Voss, Molly Webster, Kylie Wiskus. Whereas the above names serve loyally as pages for the House of Representatives of the 85th Legislative Session, and whereas the members of the 85th House of Representatives express their most sincere appreciation these young people for their service to the state, and whereas the members extend to these young people their wishes for every success in life, now, therefore, be it resolved by the House of Representatives of the 85th Legislature of the State of South Dakota that a personal copy of this resolution be duly certified and furnished to each page on this last day of service. Adopted by the House of Representatives, February 4th, 2010, Tim Rave, Speaker of the House, Karen Gerdes, Chief Clerk of the House. Thank you, pages. Ready? Get in order. Jeremy Addington. J.C. Dennert, Dylan Detlefson, Samantha Haverly, Rachel Myros, Megan Meyer, Amanda Nelson, Zachary Knipp, Alan Sackin, Desiree Van Zee, Desiree. Whitney Voss, Molly Webster, Kayla Wiskus. Once again for our pages.
outstanding, the best day we have every other week. Thank you all so much, all of you guys. You did a
Representative Fain moves that the rules be suspended for the sole purpose of introducing, giving first reading, and committee referral to a bill relating to providing for a process of obtaining certain information from online content providers in slander and libel actions.
The Fain motion having been moved and seconded to suspend the rules for the purpose of introducing first reading of a bill, are there any remarks? Representative Hamill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and this body has every right to expect that someone who has had experience in meeting deadlines would do a better job of meeting a deadline with respect to the filing of bills, and I stand before you humbly today thanking you for support on this motion.
Thank you, Representative. Any further remarks? Hearing none, the question being our Representative Fain, the motion that the rules be suspended for the sole purpose of introducing and giving first reading to a bill. All those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine. Members shall proceed to vote. Oh. And I forgot, ladies and gentlemen, it is two-thirds to suspend the rules. Two-thirds.
Representative Cobb. Representatives Cobb and Nygaard.
Just excuse
me. Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
Clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 64.
The Fain motion having received an affirmative vote of two-thirds majority of the members elect, the Speaker declares the motion carried.
Representative Fain moves that the rules be suspended for the sole purpose of introducing, giving first reading, and committee referral to a bill relating to providing for a process of obtaining certain information from online content providers in slander and libel actions.
The Fain motion having been moved and seconded to suspend the rules for the sole purpose of introducing, giving first reading to a bill. Are there any remarks? Hearing none, the question being on Representative Fain motion to suspend the rules for the purpose of introducing a bill. All those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine. Members shall proceed to vote. I instructed her. I can't be held responsible.
Yeah. Representatives Russell, Sorensen, Street.
Again, two-thirds on this one, ladies and gentlemen. Two-thirds again.
Representatives Sorensen and Russell. Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
Clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 63.
The Fain motion, having received an affirmative vote, two-thirds majority, is hereby declared carried.
Representative Cutler moves that House Bill 1004 be referred to the Committee on Judiciary.
Representative Cutler motion having been moved and seconded. Are there any remarks? Representative Cutler.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker and members of the body. It's come to my attention that there was a bill that was calendared for today that has come out of the Commerce Committee to the House floor. However, the topic that's contained in the bill really is a topic that I think is within the purview of the Judiciary Committee. And with your permission today, I would ask that you simply extend the courtesy of letting the Judiciary Committee hear this bill. It's House Bill 1004, and it has to do with dram shop laws. This is an area of the law known as agency law, and there is a long and historical perspective to these laws that I think will be served by proper vetting in the Judiciary Committee. With your support, I'd ask you to please allow this to come to the Judiciary Committee where my committee can hear that. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative. Are there any further remarks on the Cutler motion to refer? Hearing none. Representative Greenfield. Still not working there, sir. Maybe somebody else can help you out. If you plugged it in, it might work better.
There.
You are connected.
I apologize. Mr. Speaker and members of the body, the bill that we're being asked to re-refer did receive a thorough hearing. In fact, we heard it over the course of two different meetings, had much proponent and opponent testimony. Dozens and dozens of questions were asked and answered. It came out yesterday on a narrow vote. Will undoubtedly be argued here on the floor, but I think that given the thorough hearing that it had, I would ask that you respect the Commerce Committee and the process that we went through in deciding to send it to the floor and vote no on the motion. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative. Further remarks? Representative Krebs.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'm going to urge the resistance as well. I do feel that we are going above and beyond what the committees have already been, the committee that was given that opportunity to hear this testimony. We heard 2 days worth of testimony here, and to move it out of a committee to another committee, I don't see how this bill is any different than any other bill. When it's been assigned to a committee, you're giving that opportunity for each legislator to make the decision based on the testimony, and I just urge your resistance on this.
Thank you, Representative. Any further remarks on the Cutler motion? Does any member wish to speak for Representative Cutler speaks to the motion a second time? Seeing none, Representative Cutler.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and I don't mean to cast any doubt on the thoroughness of the hearing that was held in Commerce. I'm sure that the members of that committee looked at it through their perspective, through a Commerce perspective, and gave it a thorough vetting. However, we've been asked with different types of bills, and it has been a part of our process. For instance, if Judiciary Committee gets a bill that has some implications for funding, we go ahead and refer that on to Appropriations after we've heard it. I'm merely asking for the courtesy on a bill that has very strong legal implications to the legal community and affects a body of law that has been well established for a very long period of time, that you just simply extend the courtesy to our committee and allow us to take a look at the bill through our eyes. And I certainly respect and appreciate the hearing in the Commerce Committee, and so I would ask you to support this motion.
Sorry, ladies and gentlemen, trying to get the weather situation figured out. Any further remarks on the Cutler motion to refer? The voice vote, then, hearing none, because it's not final disposition of the bill, still on the calendar, obviously, regardless. All those in favor of the Cutler motion to refer to the Committee on Judiciary will signify by saying, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay.
No.
Motion fails. With that, the bill will still be on the calendar. There being no objection, the House is going to revert to order business number 5, reports standing committees.
Mr. Speaker, the Committee on Transportation respectfully reports that House Bills 1033 and 1125 do pass. House Bill 1171 do pass as amended, and House Bill 1140 was deferred to the 41st legislative day. Chantel Krebs, Chair.
Consideration of committee reports.
Representative Fain moves that the reports of the standing committees on education on House Bill 1190 and Senate Bill 24, State Affairs on House Bill 1097, Commerce on House Bill 1151, and Judiciary on House Bill 1117 be adopted.
All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. First reading of House Bills. For our students visiting today, these ladies are reading the title of the bills in an open forum, as our Constitution dictates that we do that. We're not hiding anything. You can read the bill in its entirety on the Internet. You kids are probably better at the Internet than we are, because we're all old. And so we're not hiding anything, but we're just following the Constitution. Speaker signs House Bill 1277 of the Committee on State Affairs. House Bill 1278 of the Committee on State Affairs. First reading of Senate bills. And we're doing the same thing with the bills that came over from the Senate.
Senate Bill 68, an act to revise certain provisions relating to standards for new construction. Senate Bill 78, an act to revise the total amount of revenue payable to municipalities and townships from taxes on real property. Senate Bill 82, an act to require certain state contracts to be displayed on a searchable internet website.
All right. Speaker signed Senate Bill 4 to Commerce, Senate Bill 33 to Tax, Senate Bill 58 to State Affairs, Senate Bill 68 Local Government, 78 to Tax, 82 to State Affairs, 86 to Ag, 88 Education, Senate Bill 110, Committee on Judiciary. Representative Fain, do you have a motion?
Sure. Mr. Speaker, I move that we defer the remainder of today's calendar to the 17th legislative day.
All in favor of the Fain motion, signify by saying aye. Opposed? Nay. Motion carries. Announcements. Any other announcements before I give the weather update? Representative Rounds.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, as you all know, coming up here in on February 11th is the National Guard dining out. For those of you who haven't RSVP'd yet, they would like them in by tomorrow, so please do so before you leave today. Contact the Military and Veterans Affairs Office. This is one of those banquets that you don't want to miss. And if I may, Mr. Leader, do you have a weather report for Broadway out front here? I want to know if I can get home safely.
You're trapped in the Capitol for the weekend. Sit down. Anyone else? Okay, ladies and gentlemen, here it is. I'll sum it up. Central, South Central is the worst. You get going south of here. In fact, I spoke to the secretary on the phone. He made it to Vivian. He turned around and came home. He was just going to Chamberlain. He said it's not worth it. So the best advice I can give you, Myrtle is extremely slippery. It's snowing Kennebec area already. It's raining in Sioux Falls as of right now. It's going to get worse as we progress through the day. I think the best bet is folks going that way to the west are okay. Unless you're going southwest, you might run into some moisture to the southwest of the hills. Northern hills, Rapid City's light snow, should be all right going that way. Anybody going this way to the north, northeast, you're going to be all right. 34 could be a little slippery, but not too bad. You get to Wessington, though, Mr. Fry just told me, you get to Wessington Springs, you got zero visibility from fog. It's getting extremely foggy very quickly. Temperature's going to drop. It's going to get slippery. Folks heading down to the southeast, extremely slippery. Secondary roads are extremely icy. I-90 is passable, certainly, but icy, so be very, very careful. My recommendation from what I've heard from the Secretary and Mr. Fry is if you're going to Sioux Falls, Vermilion, Yankton, I'd go 34 as far as you can, then make a run for the border that way. So, not all the way to Mexico. I'm talking Iowa, maybe Nebraska. So, I'd say 34 sounds good. Be careful of the fog. As farther you get to the east, it's socking in right now. And then as it cools off, it's going to get slick. So, just be careful. There's not a lot of snow. There's not a lot of wind, anything like that. So, be careful. I think it's all passable. Just take your time. Want you back on Tuesday. Anything else? You can start breaking up. I got two acts to sign quick, and then we'll adjourn. Representative Bruner, hang on, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm sorry, just an announcement. Ag Committee on Tuesday morning, be sure you check the agenda that's posted, all committees, because there's things coming up.
All right, anything else? Chairs, did you get your committees appointed for Tuesday morning? Everybody has got their agenda posted? Anybody that didn't, speak now. Okay. Speaker is signing an act to authorize Department of Environment and Natural Resources to accept certain documents submitted with electronic signatures.
Speaker signing an act to repeal the requirement for school districts to have certain teaching certificates on file. Any other announcements? Hearing none, Representative Turbeville. All those in favor of adjournment signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Nay.
No.
Motion carries.